got our mission secured and clear, then that's going to help us withstand some of the challenges that come our way. And had a great conversation with Peter Greer about his book, Mission Drift. We do have a copy of that. We'll give away here at the top of the hour. You can sign up with a phone call at 877-933-2484. And talking today a little bit about the Fuel Leadership Conference. It's coming to the University of Northwestern in St. Paul. The campus Saturday, November 18th. Peter's one of the keynote speakers, Guy Jathani as well. And Bob Goff, Bob's a best-selling author and speaker and founder of Love Does. Bob is kind of one of those guys that says, you know, love doesn't just stop at thoughts and feelings. Love takes action. And Bob is an interesting man, a lawyer, and serves as the honorary counsel for the Republic of Uganda to the United States, adjunct professor as well. And he talked with Joe Bender it was maybe a year or so ago when the book Love Does came out about discovering a secretly incredible life in an ordinary world. Thought we'd share a little bit of highlight from Bob Goff.
When you took that first trip, whether it was to Uganda or Somalia, where you did take that first step, what was going through your mind? Like, oh my goodness, what I did actually is making a difference. And how do you get people to do it?
Yeah, I think for the people that are listening in, I guess idea of just taking the next step and not trying to start by making an organization. I mean, Jesus didn't have one. He just picked 12 people, and one of those was even a dud. Mm-hmm. Like, he picked 12 people, and he said, let's go just change the world by loving them. So my first step was actually with my kids. And remember one of the stories from the book after 9/11, we don't have a television in the house, and if, the president gets a girlfriend or a plane hits a building, they already hear from dad. Hmm. So I told them the plane hit the building, and I asked them, if you had 5 minutes in front of the leader of any country in the world, what would you say to him to make sense of life and what you're hoping for? And so Adam was our first to go. He was 7. And he said, you know what? I'd invite him over to our house for a sleepover. I'm like, that's awesome. You remember sleepovers afterwards? You think buddies with them? So he wrote that down. And then Richard was the next one to go. And he said, I would ask them what they're hoping for. Because who knows? Maybe I'm hoping for the same thing. And he wrote that down. And then Lindsay was our last one to go. And she said, you know what? If they can't make over to our house in San Diego for the sleepover, I'd ask them if we could come over to their house and videotape an interview with them. So we downloaded the CIA website. We got the names of every leader on the whole world. I felt like I was hacking NORAD. So we got the name of every leader, king, dictator in the world, and they sent them each a letter and said, hi, we're Lindsay, Richard, and Adam Goff, and we live in San Diego, and we want to know if you want to come over for a sleepover. And if you can't make it, can we come over to your house and do a video interview and get a message of hope that we could pass on to another world leader from you?
Wow.
And so we got a post office box because we didn't want Ahmadinejad to know where we live. Hmm. So we sent all these letters out, and then all these letters started coming back, and they all said no. They were really nice, but they said, forget it. But then the kids, got after school, they got this package of letters, and they opened up one, and it was a leader of Bulgaria. And he said, children, if you'll come to the palace in Sofia, I'll give you your interview. And the kids went nuts. They're like, oh, my gosh. And then the prime minister of Switzerland wrote to him and said, if you'll come to Bern, I'll give you your interview. And then the president of Israel wrote to him and said, if you'll come to Jerusalem, I'll give you your interview. We got 29 yeses. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
So I pulled the kids out of school. Their teachers had a cow. I'm like, sue me. So what we did is we just went around and it wasn't about us. These leaders, they didn't want to meet Sweet Maria and me. They wanted to meet these kids. So sometimes we're fooled to think it's about status and title and all that jazz. And it's really about a childlike faith. That's Matthew 18:2. Like, unless you change and become like children, you'll never enter the kingdom of God. Like, that's it, a childlike faith. And guys know childish. And there's a big difference between childish and childlike. Mm-hmm. And I've been working on the childlike part. The wonder, I want to know who invented Dippin' Dots. And I actually found the guy. I met him. He's super nice. Mm-hmm. Just be curious about everything. And if faith is a big deal for you, you'll be curious about your faith. If it isn't a big deal for you, you'll be curious about something else. I want to know how to hotwire a car, not because I want to like do grand theft. I just like, I look in the movies, there's always a couple wires that are always right there, right? What if you're curious about everything, and then you'll be curious about things that last, and you'll want to do those.
Well, Bob, you've kind of made it your mission to help people who might consider themselves to be too ordinary to become these secretly incredible people. What makes you passionate about communicating this message that we can all be secretly incredible?
I think the idea probably starts with my own kind of failings in that. I just look at the way that Jesus dealt with people. There's a story about him healing a couple of guys who were blind. And I thought that'd be pretty cool if I healed somebody who was blind. I'd make a big deal about it. But he said, like, don't tell anybody about this. I'm like, no. And then he raised a little girl from the dead, and he said, tell no one. And I mow the lawn, and I want to get a hoodie that said Bob mows the lawn, right? On the back it says yet again. Right? And so I don't know. There's something about, like, beautiful and enduring about not making a big deal about the things you do, because we'll never be like Jesus if we make it all about us. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm a guy that's missed that. I had a stupid website that said, like, serving the poorest of the poor, as if I'm going to, like, step over poor people and, like, say, get out of here, you poser. I want the poorest of the poor. And I made it about me yet again. And so what I want to do is just, if we could just let our hair down a little bit, and I've got no speech to give to anybody, but I think we can get together in small or large venues and just talk about how could we pull this thing off? And we just don't need to make much of ourselves. But we could make much of who God is and who he might want to turn us into. Mm. But we get wrapped around the axle trying to be popular. And be like, lose popular, because it doesn't matter. That's that idea. Like, forget what you're known for. What else would you be known for? Tell me the second thing. And popular usually isn't the second thing. It's usually the first thing people are known for. So if we could get popular out of the room, then we could just, like, substitute that for meaningful, for available, for relational, like, that kind of stuff. And I used to think wishing was helping. I used to think hoping was helping. I figured out helping is helping. Mm. And so, you know, being empathetic to somebody's, that's a great start. But I want to move, at least for me, I just want to move from empathizing with somebody to actually being helpful. And people, again, are afraid that they'll mess it up. They just have great hearts, but they don't want to mess it up. And there's a guy who's smarter than me that wrote a book called When Helping Hurts. And it's just like, oh, I totally get the premise of the book, but I just think helping helps. But some people are so afraid they'll help in the wrong way. Go for it. Just help them out. If you mess up, you'll be the first one to know and help differently the next time. And everybody's different. Again, like, I just would be like, you know, more ready, shoot, aim. But I hope that we can help a lot of people along the way. And I'm not worried about quantifying all of this. And pure love doesn't need all the spin. I don't know if you've gotten any newsletters from me. I'm guessing not, because I don't send them. Because I'll make it about me again. And I just want to make it about the kids.
Well, Bob Goff definitely has a story to tell. His ministry, his book called Love Does. It's a nonprofit organization that operates schools and pursues justice for children in the conflict areas such as Uganda, Somalia, and Iraq. And Bob will be one of the speakers as well for this Fuel Leadership Conference, along with Peter Greer, who we talked with earlier this hour. By the way, you'll have both those opportunities to hear both those interviews posted on our Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com, myfaithradio.com. So you're going to go check that out. But it should be a great day, Ted, coming up Saturday, November 18th, and we have some tickets to give away.
So. We do. It'll be here before we know it, so maybe today you should go to myfaithradio.com and register to win a free pair of tickets. It's on the Connecting Faith show page, so once you're there, myfaithradio.com, go to Programs, click on Connecting Faith, you'll see the link on the right-hand side.
Now, Fuel is a great opportunity to hear from experienced speakers and leaders on how to navigate our daily lives in light of God's calling. So folks like Bob Goff, Peter Greer, Sky Jathani, who's one of my favorite writers and thinkers, will be there as well, several others. So we've got details. In fact, if you want to get details, you can go to unwfuel.com, unwfuel.com, to find out more about that. And again, go to our website, myfaithradio.com, sign up for get a free pair of tickets, which would be great.
Sounds good.
You'll enjoy that better. Tomorrow on Connecting Faith, we're going to talk to Dave Carter about the anatomy of an affair. I think it can't happen to you? Well, you need to listen then especially. Check us out tomorrow on Connecting Faith.